AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. On Capitol Hill, FBI Director Christopher Wray is speaking for the first time since the release of a Senate report on the January Capitol riot.
The FBI does not and should not police ideology.
Wray says when they encounter violence and threats to public safety, the Bureau won't hesitate to take appropriate action. House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler says the FBI has to prioritize the threat from white nationalists.
The Bureau cannot be afraid to call these groups by their names. The Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, neo-Nazis, and other similar organizations pose an immediate threat to my colleagues, my constituents, and my family.
Nadler says the warnings weren't clear leading up to January 6th and asked if the FBI just missed them. As more Americans venture out into a rapidly reopening economy, fewer are filing claims for unemployment. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
For a sixth straight week, jobless aid applications fell. It was a slight drop from the week earlier to 376,000, still a historically high level, but it's less than half the peak from early January. Last month, the economy generated 559,000 new jobs. Analysts expected even bigger growth, and employers are posting openings faster than potential employees can fill them. Many people are still dealing with virus-related health and child care issues. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Consumer prices jumped last month. Demand for products is coming up against a shortage of supply in some cases. At the G7 summit in Britain, President Biden will lay out plans to donate coronavirus vaccine to countries that need it. He'll also ask other leaders to do the same. The former president of Penn State University, Graham Spanier, reported to jail early to begin serving his sentence for child endangerment in a case stemming from the Jerry Sandusky child sexual abuse scandal. Stocks are higher on Wall Street in the early going. This is AP News. Opening in theaters and on HBO Max today is In the Heights from Hamilton's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's very surreal. It's like a seven-layer cake of joy.
The musical is based in the Washington Heights neighborhood of New York where Miranda lives.
The impossible part was this musical by two Latino writers no one had ever heard of, with a creative team no one had ever heard of, with this Black and Latino cast making it to Broadway. That was the really crazy part. And then another 13 years to get us from there to here. But we filmed it here. We were actually able to film on location.
Lin-Manuel Miranda had the lead role in the Broadway show In the Heights. In the movie, the star is Anthony Ramos.
Go out and see it. Go out and see it in the theaters. We made this movie with a lot of love, a lot of pride, we put our whole heart, soul into this film, and that was yours.
In the Heights premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival last night in Washington Heights. Ed Donahue, AP News.